Why you? Why is the group reaching out to get somebody from out of town? What could you bring to the conversation that somebody local here could not?
Well, I've reviewed dozens of these rail-type plans, and so I know to look for things that other people might not see. For example, I noticed that the Greenlight Pinellas plan calls for borrowing almost $1 billion, and in order to pay it back, they expect to pay it back over 35 years at prevailing interest rates, are going to have to spend almost $700 million on interest. And, of course, the proponents of Greenlight Pinellas never mentioned that. And as far as I know, none of the other opponents had noticed it. This is another huge cost on top of all the other costs of the plan that local taxpayers are going to have to pay. There's some value in bringing in somebody from the outside who knows things to look for that other people might miss.
What other cities have you studied, and what kind of lessons can we learn from those cities?
I've looked at every city in America that has some form of rail transit. And the lesson that we learn in city after city is that rail is so expensive that they almost inevitably end up cannibalizing their bus system to pay for it. So the result is that it's worse for taxpayers because they have to pay high taxes. It's worse for transit riders because they get a lower quality of service unless they're lucky enough to be both living and working on the rail line. And it's actually worse for transportation users in general because most light rail lines actually add to congestion. They create more congestion than all the cars they take off the road. So the lesson in Portland and Charlotte and Dallas in cities all over the country is that rail transit is a lose-lose-lose situation.
Well, you just said that part of what you've seen in other cities is a cannibalization of the bus systems. However, supporters of this say that part of the money is going to be used not just for light rail, but to expand bus service. So how could that be possible?
That could be possible if the fantasy world they live in actually turns out to be real. But that rarely happens. Supporters of rail transit made exactly the same claim for a ballot measure that was in Denver in 2004. They plan to spend $4.7 billion building six new rail lines, and they plan to increase bus service by 50 to 70%. After the ballot measure passed, suddenly the cost of those six new rail lines exploded to $7.9 billion, and there was no money left over to improve bus service. So because of cost overruns, because of shortfalls, due to recessions, shortfalls in revenues due to recessions, and because of long-term maintenance costs, it's almost inevitable that they will end up cutting transit service, bus transit service. The maintenance cost is something that's never mentioned by the proponents. After about 30 years, rail systems have to be completely rebuilt, practically from the ground up, and that costs oftentimes more than the original construction costs, even after adjusting for inflation. The Greenlight Pinellas plan calls for a 35-year mortgage, 35-year bond sale, and they're going to have to start rebuilding the system before the 35 years is up, which means we're still going to be paying for the old system, and we haven't even got the money to build the new system.
Well, supporters of expanded rail and bus service claim that there has to be an alternative. The area is growing like crazy. You can't just keep on adding lanes to existing interstates and to existing roads. So what is the third way that we can get increased transportation options for people out here?
Well, the idea that because there has to be an alternative, that rail is that alternative is wrong. You know, we have to do something. This is something, so we have to do this. That's very bad logic. You know, an alternative could be helicopters. We could give everybody a helicopter ride to work. Or we could shoot people from cannons. You know, that's an alternative, too. Just because there's an alternative out there doesn't mean the government should spend $3 billion subsidizing it. The simple solution in Pinellas County that nobody's talking about, traffic signal coordination. You've got a lot of people driving. You've got a lot of uncoordinated signals. So people waste a lot of time They waste a lot of fuel. They pollute a lot of air due to this lack of coordination. It's cheap. They could coordinate all the traffic signals in Pinellas County for a tiny fraction of the cost of a light rail line, and it would actually relieve congestion, whereas the light rail line is likely to make congestion worse, not better. So there are things that can be done that are low-cost solutions that will help the area greatly. The idea that building rail transit is going to help this area grow, that's been disproven. You look at the data, the regions that spend the most on rail transit are the regions that are growing the slowest. The regions that are growing the fastest are the ones that haven't spent money on rail transit.
Do you believe that there's a free market solution to this, that when the time comes, the entrepreneurs are going to come in and fulfill this need rather than big government, I guess for lack of a better phrase, coming in and doing it now?
Well, I see technological changes on the horizon that are going to give, whether you call it free markets or not, that are going to change transportation as we know it today tremendously. The Google self-driving car, everybody knows it's going to happen. The technology is there. Google has driven them 700,000 miles in traffic with no problems at all, except for once when somebody rear-ended them at a stoplight. That's going to transform how we live completely in 20 years. The idea that spending billions of dollars on a light rail line that will still be around 25, 30 years from now makes no sense when transportation is changing so dramatically.
All right, Mr. O'Toole, No Tax for Tracks just released a poll that shows that there's a 12-point margin of people opposed to this. Does that surprise you, the scope of that margin?
Well, whenever you propose to increase taxes to make your tax rates the highest in the state you're in, you're going to get a lot of opposition. People know that high taxes are a burden, that high taxes cause people to turn away from the area, causes businesses to leave or at least not move into the area. That burden is significant. And the benefits of building this system, when only 1.6% of commuters today use it, that transit today is so irrelevant that of the workers in Pinellas County who don't have cars, only 13.5% of them take transit to work. Transit isn't even relevant to people who don't have cars. So spending billions of dollars on something that's irrelevant is a bad decision.
Randall O'Toole is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it. And good luck with the debate tomorrow night.